Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to welcome back friend of the show, the Princess of Pop, Ava Max. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So October 2019, you came over, you did a session. I went, God, she's going to be huge. We'll never see her again. Last July, you took the time out to chat to me and we were kind of saying COVID's a bit crazy, but the album is coming. It is out there. You got a brand new single as well, My Head and My Heart. Let's talk about this single, first of all. This single for me, it's on the digital reissue of Heaven and Hell. It's been added in there, and it's on the Heaven side, okay? Most of your songs, say King and Queens, Sweet with Psycho, Torn, Salt, they're all about empowerment. But with this one, I feel there's empowerment, but a sense of confusion.
Exactly. There is confusion in this song. You can tell she's torn between her head and her heart. She wants it all, but she can't have it. She's confused. She's going through it.
I love the line in there. And then I picture all the perfect we lived till I cut the strings on your tiny violin. Oh, Jesus. That's it.
You know, it gets a little vulnerable, but then I come back.
Yeah, it's brilliant. No, I love it. Now, I want to talk about the album as well. So the single is, and I'm going to play the single in a few minutes, but I want to talk about the album because the album for me is brilliant. Concept album, Heaven and Hell. It was released in September. You're on the way to the VMAs dressed as a superhero and boom. It comes to you.
Yeah, it comes. Yeah, I was in the car and I was just thinking and I'm like, wow, I'm torn in between heaven and hell. I was singing torn. And when I wrote those lyrics, I literally felt it. Like I was like, okay, heaven and hell is the title for sure. Because I feel like we all live in a world of heaven and hell.
And so cleverly done that heaven is one side of torn and hell is one side after torn. And torn is just there in purgatory, which I love.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Very cleverly done. So that sense of empowerment, and even with the new song, The Confusion, this stems from when you were quite young because, you know, you went through a tough time, seventh grade, things like that. And I feel that that was the starting point for you and your music. Now, obviously, you've been mimicking your mum singing around the kitchen. We spoke about that before. But this, I think, was the turning point where you kind of went, okay, do you know something? I want my music to inspire people to do their own thing.
Yeah, exactly. I do want that. I want people to feel like they can achieve anything. And when they hear my music, they feel empowered and strong and that maybe if they're with someone that they don't like, they leave them.
Rolling Stone magazine, they said Ava Max claims her throne on Kings and Queens. Now, this is a song that we talked about. A lot of people don't know this. And I want to focus on your video side of things. You literally recorded that video, which is a fabulous video, the day before the whole world shut down.
I did. And I cannot believe that we were all safe, thank God. But we were shooting Who's Laughing Now, Kings and Queens on the same weekend. And that night at the end of the shoot, everybody declared lockdown. So that was pretty nuts.
I'd say you have a back catalogue of about 90 tracks now that you could release at any time.
Basically, yeah. I have a lot of music that I want to release, but you know, got to be patient.
Well, I have to tell you this, the work ethic is definitely there. I love what you do. We saw this with Sweet Book Psycho, over billions and billions of streams on this song. But even before you released that, you did the whole, you know, the movie shoot thing. You've definitely let movies come into your music. And I love it when you do this with videos. You did it with Naked with the whole Lilu Fifth Element vibe as well.
Yeah, thank you. I love that.
Obviously, you have the Max cut. But I notice in your videos, you don't always be wearing the max cut. So it's kind of like you're playing a character in there.
Exactly. Whenever I'm playing a character, I'm not myself. I'm not Ava. So I want to portray the character. Like, for instance, in Who's Laughing Now or in Torn, the beginning, like I was playing someone else, you know? So had to change it up.
Your fans, the Avatars, have they been quite active? Of course, they had Avatar. Actually, we have an Avatar Day, which is the 22nd of September, isn't it?
Yes. They're the best. They're so supportive. They're always there for me. Even when I don't post on social media for a few days, they're like, where are you? They think I'm dead sometimes. I'm like, I'm alive. I'm here.
I'm okay. Hi, I'm here. It's okay. I'm just working away, grafting hard at making my music career.
No, but literally, like, I'm always in the studio. So I don't pay too much attention to social media as much as I should. I think I'm just too focused on the music.
I don't know about that. You got a pretty good social media game. I was on it earlier on today, and I see you've dyed your hair from the last time I saw you. Your hair is now black. You were rocking the red and black today.
Thank you. No, yeah, the black hair is actually a wig. I didn't actually dye my hair black. I just like playing with my, you know, my dark wigs.
Because this is originally how the Max cut came about in the first place. It was you messing around with your hair, and one side was cut, and you're like, I like this. I think
exactly.
This is...
And the black hair is fun. It feels really fresh.
And much of my reading about you, Ava, too, as well, what I've learned is the whole name, Ava Max, there's a very feminine and male balance there, Ava and Max. Tell us how you came to that.
Well, Ava is initially, you know, I made it my middle name when I was 14. Because
yeah. Amanda usually, Ava.
Yeah, exactly. Albanians don't give their children middle names. So I wanted a middle name. So Ava is something I found and I was like, I love that. And then I was just Ava, but I'm like, I don't know if I could release music with just Ava. It just feels kind of like simple, right? So Max came because I really loved the name Max and it felt masculine. So I put that together and there you go.
We're going to see you touring this album, hopefully this year, towards the latter end of the year. Are you dying to have an audience to perform Heaven and Helta?
You know, I think I definitely am ready. I'm ready for it. As long as I don't trip and fall and make a fool out of myself.
I can't.
I feel like it's been so long. I'm going to be like, how do you walk on stage again? Somebody tell me.
Going by the videos, your choreography is magnificent.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, keep up the hard work and keep up doing what you're doing. My Head and My Heart is out at the moment. Shake It Out. Also, it is on the digital reissue of Heaven and Hell. But if you haven't got Heaven and Hell, get your hands on it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the princess of pop, Ava Max, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.